Good afternoon, Audioboo. It is Robert Johnson here, RJNet, with a question for visually impaired users of the iPhone. About 2 weeks ago, I finally upgraded to iOS 8. I'd been putting it off for a long time because every time I've ever upgraded to a new operating system on the phone, it's always broken something, led to apps not working, slowed down the phone, led to an overall worse position with the phone, a worse experience with the phone than before. You know, there might be new features, but generally the negative ones tended to outweigh them, I found. So I'd held off a while, but then there were a couple of apps I wanted that would only run on iOS 8, so I went for it. And sure enough, there have been some difficulties. One of the irritating ones, it's not sort of end of the world type issue, but it's really frustrating and irritating, is with the click sound. So voiceover users will know that when you flick around a page, it usually, there's a little click every time it lands on a new element on the screen. And it's quite, although it subsequently announces it, it's still useful to have that click sound, just to know that you're moving and, you know, to give a certain amount of clarity to movement around the screen. But I found in iOS 8 that from time to time, the clicking just stops, and there is no way at all of getting it back apart from restarting the phone. Now, I thought that this was connected to using a Bluetooth keyboard. I have recently bought myself one, and it seemed that every time I used it, then switched the Bluetooth keyboard off, the phone would then stop making this clicking sound and I'd have to restart it. However, today, I'd been using Facebook, I think, and Safari, and then I just switched over to, I think from one to the other, from Facebook to Safari, and the clicking stopped, just completely randomly. So I wondered if anybody has any idea whether there is anything that I can do about this, whether there's anything to stop it from stopping, or any way of getting it back without having to restart the phone, which obviously takes a few minutes and is just a bit of a pain, really. So any thoughts you have on that would be very much appreciated. I suppose just as a sort of side point, and a more irritating issue for me is with Flexi. I used Flexi for VoiceOver a lot before I upgraded. I wrote most things over about two sentences I ever wrote on the phone, I wrote with that. And then copied it into the right program, or used the Facebook and Twitter interfaces that it could link with. But since upgrading, Flexi for VoiceOver no longer works, and the embedded keyboard version of the full version of Flexi, it works only sporadically with VoiceOver. I find that it will sometimes work. The version for sending support queries works beautifully, actually, or fairly beautifully anyway. The standard one generally doesn't work. It just announces keyboard, keyboard, keyboard when you try to click on it or tap on it. Sometimes you can get it to type, and then it seems to alternate between announcing characters and words and characters and words or words, but it doesn't seem to settle on one. I'd rather if it did it just on words, but because when you're typing that quickly, you really don't want to be hearing every character. And in any case, it's pointless with Flexi because it's you don't have to hit the right keys. And you have to, it seems a lot of the time, use shift to get a capital letter at the beginning of a sentence. It's not as easy to get punctuation. It's just an utter faff, and to be honest, is really having a detrimental effect on my experience of using iOS 8. I know it sounds silly to make such a big thing of something so small, really, but I used it so much, and typing using the normal Apple keyboard is such a laborious thing. Even if you're used to the layout and can do it relatively quickly, it's still a pain when you've been used to Flexi correcting your typing on the fly. So I just wondered whether anybody has any thoughts on that too. I tried asking Flexi for I put these issues to Flexi in a support query last week and haven't heard anything back from them. I tweeted them and have had a one-line tweet back that said it should work. Well, that's wonderfully useful, thank you. It doesn't. I would say 80% of the time I can't get VoiceOver to work with Flexi at all, full stop. And the only way of making it work is to turn off VoiceOver and then use Flexi in its compact mode with it using its inbuilt word announcements. But then that's quite restricted because you can't do carriage returns. You can't use the keyboard as he used to, for getting that sort of pop-up layer of symbols and things. You can't do that anymore. Even something as simple as adding an apostrophe is an utter pain. And it's all a little bit frustrating. And, I understand that they've moved on now, that they've gone to focusing their attention on a mainstream audience. And, I've got no problem with that. They must have put a huge amount of investment into making this app work in the first place. And I've definitely had my money's worth out of it. But, I would just like it to work. Even if I had to pay again or pay more, it's a good app when it works. And really makes typing on the iPhone a heck of a lot easier. But at the moment, by not working, it's having reverse effect for me. So any thoughts on either of those things would be very much appreciated. And maybe if you could tag me in the response, that would be handy, because I don't always spot stuff that just appears in the general boo stream. I'm sorry, I can't speak today. I haven't drunk anything. I've just been eating some flapjack. I don't know if that has the same effect. Bye for now. I'm back. Just to add that it has been one heck of a job trying to upload this boo. I don't know. This may be an issue that has been talked about before, but I haven't really been following things. It seems that VoiceOver won't hold the focus in a field on AudioBoo. Every time I clicked in the title field and went to type, the keyboard disappeared. Literally every single time. Tried both the title and the comment box, and both of them did exactly the same. And even when trying to, the only way I could get a title in there was basically to write it in Mail and copy and paste it in. And even then, when I was trying to paste it, at times if I wasn't quick enough, the focus would leave there and I couldn't post it. And also trying to select a category, it now just says, I think it was just item or something like that. It wasn't announcing them. What on earth is happening? Is this my phone or is this AudioBoo? Is this me? It could be me. Wouldn't surprise me.